This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In recent visits, I have been sharing from Psalm 23 my prayer regarding God's provision of the kind of man I would like to see become the next pastor of my church. It is also the basis of what I should be praying for believers, whether they are leaders or followers in the church. Frankly, it is what I would like to see to a greater degree develop in my own life. Satisfied and secure in Christ, balanced in life so I won't burn out, singular in my desire to do what is right in all things to the glory of God, assured God is with me even in my darkest moments, disciplined in finding nourishment through reading and meditating on God's Word, even when confronted or surrounded by all kinds of opposition, anointed with the Holy Spirit to the point where the overflow touches others around me, confident God will use me and bless me all the days of my life, even when I see no tangible evidence to confirm that, and hope-filled regarding my ultimate destiny. If you want to read the New Testament equivalent of such a life, it is found in 1 Peter 5, 1-11. Peter had seen the perfect example of such a life in the great shepherd, Jesus Christ. He also had experienced that kind of life himself as he followed in the footsteps of his master. Now he was encouraging others, especially those in leadership, to live their lives and serve the church in similar fashion. It would not be easy. They would face opposition. But if faithful, they would receive God's commendation and blessing. Take time to reflect and pray over Psalm 23 and 1 Peter 5, 1-11.